how they were going to eat, how they were going to provide safety for themselves, how were they going to provide resource that they could continue their lives, as well as comfort and all. And out of that, they devised what we call a way of life, a systematic approach to providing food, right? So we learned agriculture, we learned animal husbandry, where we started, you know, raising animals in pens and, you know, the things that we're doing now. So it was a systematic approach to life. Our overall orientation towards life. I make a distinction between African civilization and what Aryans call, and when I mention Aryans, I'm talking about all white people under the title, anthropological title of Aryan. That's Europeans, that's Arabs, and that's white Asians. I make a distinction between our civilization and their way of being. African civilization was oriented towards life, optimal living for everyone and everything. So the earlier presentations, I talked about ancient Kemet and the way of Anu and the way of Asar under ancient Kemet, where our ancestors actually went out throughout the world showing other folks the science of agriculture and government, and showing folks how to generate abundance in the world so that they actually could provide for themselves a greater resource, greater comfort, greater ease, support, and the like. And so the orientation was sharing abundance rather than hoarding. And so where under the Aryan way of being, their society has been about hoarding, pillaging, taking from other people, and hoarding, not bringing anything to any others. So that's a critical distinction between the two. And then the sum total of our philosophy and methods to achieve a way of life. And so it is everything that we bring to bear. It's the knowledge, the rituals and beliefs, everything that we have in terms of our capacity is brought to bear around this particular orientation to realize the kind of society that we want. And so that would be the answer to the question, what is African civilization? All right. And then, why recreate African civilization? And, you know, why am I having this conversation about recreating African civilization?